Panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Adam, as you may remember, U.S. intelligence services have not exactly been bringing home the bacon, intel-wise.
Huh.
Well, you'll be glad to know that our government has found... Yeah, it's true. There were some mistakes.
I've been busy. I didn't know.
Mistakes were made.
Really?
Well, you'll be glad to know that our government has found a new and effective method for gathering critical info on our enemies. What?
Asking our enemies for info.
Not quite. Although that might be a
they
great
recommendation. They ought to try it. Checking out their MySpace profiles.
You're getting closer.
Am I really?
Yes, you are.
Googling them.
Yes. We are using Google in our intelligence programs. What happened was...
That's terrifying.
The State Department... This is all according to the Washington Post. The State Department wanted names of Iranians involved in that country's nuclear program. The CIA said no, they were too busy. So a junior staffer at the State Department sat down at a computer, called up Google.com, searched Iran and nuclear, and ultimately identified a list of people who will now be officially named and sanctioned by the UN. Among these people, and this may be due to the staffer failing to clear his search field first, is Lindsay Lohan and Britney Spears naked.
Wait till they find out about Wikipedia.
I was gonna say, yes.
Cut to a year from now. How did we do it? Well, basically, we typed Osama Cave and clicked the Maps tab. Simple as a pimple.
And they found out how much the cave was worth on Zillow.
Adam, the ACLU has taken up the case of a high school art teacher in Chesterfield, Virginia, who may now lose his job because in his spare time, he likes to indulge in his hobby, which is what?
He wears animal mascot costumes and goes to shady parties.
Mm-hmm. And what does he do there, Adam?
Oh, depraved sexual things that you wouldn't associate with a cuddly mascot creature. Mm-hmm.
You're not right. I'm just curious as to where you were going with it.
No. Just give me a clue.
All right.
Give me a hint.
Here's your hint.
I don't know.
They call him in his circles Butt Casso.
Oh, I did read about this. He paints with his buttocks.
Yes,
and that's not all.
Yes, he does. He makes paintings with his buttocks.
Yes.
Stephen Mermer got in trouble after school administrators were alerted to his website, where you can see the artist place his buttocks on a paint-covered surface.
What's his last name?
His name is Mermer.
No, you can say it.
Anyway, he sits in the paint, and then he goes over to a canvas, and, you know, he expresses himself.
But wait, is it like a sponge painting with his butt cheeks, or is it like...
Depend on his butt.
Well, I've seen...
That's what cellulite's for.
Yeah, it's kind of a cottage cheese painting.
Yeah, you know, he wants to change the size of his, you know, his effective brush. He has to go exercise for a month. No, he does, very bright paintings of, like, flowers. Sort of, he does, like, that sort of thing. Flowers, butterflies. Large sort of
shapes. Well, that's
shapes.
Like, that's more like...
It's butterflies.
That sounds more like Monet than Picasso.
Yeah, it does.
You try to make a butt joke with the name Monet.
Oh, that's true.
You see? Okay. Anyway, the ACLU says that Mr. Mermer should be allowed a private life, and they point out in the video on the website he's wearing Groucho glasses to disguise his identity, though how he's able to get the glasses to stay on back there is a mystery to us. Mo, you know the holiday spirit is really upon us because shoppers continued to mob the Dillard's department store at a mall outside Cleveland, even though what?
Tsunami, typhoon.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Well, no, there's a lake. There's a lake.
If you stop talking, I'll give you a hint.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, you know, Mo, what they say, where there's smoke, there's bargains.
Oh, even though there was a fire.
Even though the store was
on fire.
Yes.
Even though the store was on fire.
Even though the store was filled with smoke from an electrical fire, the shoppers in the store would not leave. And firefighters had to post people at the doors to keep more shoppers from coming in.
It was an oily rag and kindling emporium.